Shalom Boker Tov. We are on page Mem Chet. We read the that's Perek Bed. We read that headings. Now let's go to the Etzach Haim. That's the Aleph. Vatanevayr bechinat habet sheyesh beyut sefirot. The second aspect that is in yud sefirot, eser sefirot. Everything really, when you look at, has eser sefirot. Halahu bechinat or hayosher. So he's saying that or of yosher, we said or that comes into the kav, called or yosher. Or yosher has eser sefirot. Kedimyon gimel kavim. But this eser sefirot comes into three kavs. Ketzurat Adam Elyon, and this is the tzura, the form, the of Adam Elyon. That means the highest level of any concept called Adam. Vehine derech hakav haniskal lemala, and through this kav, hamitpashet milemala lemata. It illuminates from above to below. This kav that comes, that we call Yosher. Mirosh, from the head, Gag HaElyon. Now, those are names that will help to really understand concepts. Gag means roof. Roof Elyon Shela, Igula Elyon Mikula. Ad Lemata Mitachteit, Sium Kol HaIgulim Mamash. Milemala lemata, kalul, miyut sefirot. So from above, starting from the gag, mirosh. We are talking first rosh. We are not anywhere else. We are in the head. And we are looking at this kav coming into this domain called yosher. This domain that called halal, this yosher is coming in. And is touching igulim all the way. And he says it comes milemala lemata kalul miyot sefirot besod tzelem adam yashar. What is this kav? Can I see this kav since this kav came to the creation? He says, yes, you know what this tzelem is? This kav is, if you are in image of Adam, that you are in image of Adam, your tzelem is this kav. It's the more... is the yosher of you. It's whatever it is you. Is that this is the kav. You are, a kav is connected to you, straight, here, and made you Adam, and Adam, and me. Every Adam has this kav.
Tell us about the gag.
Hold on. This is heading. Come back. Besot tzelem Adam yashar, bal kuma zakufa. It has a kuma, it's standing straight. Kalul mirema chevarim. It's inclusive of 248 parts. Mistayerim b'tziur gimel kavim yamin v'smol v'emtza. And they are drawn. Mistayer tziur. It's a form given to it. A tziur given to it. Form, a kind of a form given to it in the concept of having... okay, an energy of right, energy of left, and energy of middle. All three. Kalul miyot sefirot bekalalot. And all together they have these three kavim, all together, right and left and middle, they have all together eser sefirot. That is called yosher. And everything connected to everything is through yosher. Only you can establish through yosher this connection. V'kol sefira u'sefira mihem nifratim liyut sefirot ad ein ketz. And remember that every sefira that we have out of these 10 sefirot, again, have 10, no end. Okay, now Aleph, let's start to see what...
Yeah,
the Rav is going to explain what gag is. Yeah, it's...
Okay.
We just gave the heading. What is the patient? What happened to the patient? Haketer sheba'olam o besefira. Listen, it says keter sheba'olam o besefira. It's giving you a whole big picture and one sefira. The whole olam has a keter. A sefira as well has a keter. Nifchan b'shem gag. So what is this roof? Roof is considered to be the keter.
I'm sorry, roof is considered to be what?
Keter. Gag is another name for keter. It wants to show you a picture. That's right. That's your gag. That's your roof.
It's saying the keter in the olam or in the sefirah.
He said doesn't make any difference. Wherever you have a keter, that is considered the gag of whether that's olam or adam or sefira. Yes.
When do we refer to the gag of the sefirah?
No, because in this world, you know, you understand what gag is, so you understand not the concept of the keter too. So he shows you some another name in order for you to have a better understanding of the concept.
That's this, it's in the size of the garlic thing.
Whatever you want to say, whatever that really, now you look at the gag and you see what gag does to a house. You understand
it's
what keter is?
Yeah.
Now we'll study more.
Gag and if gag and keter are the same thing,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So whatever contains in keter, it also contains in gag.
Bravo. Okay, now. דאותה העולם או אותה ספירה והמלכות שבכל עולם הספירה נבחנת בשם קרקע. He says, okay, I give you a karka too. Now, what is karka? The ground is the karka. The ground floor is the karka. The one that is tachton, tachton, lowest, is called karka.
Yeah.
Now, it's very important to know karka because you see the word karka, there is the word ra, the word kar into it.
Yeah.
So, okay, just remember. That's the bottom, it goes all the way down, till karka.
So,
till karka.
So gag is keter and karka is malchut.
Yes. Now we have malchut, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay?
So whatever this malchut is, that's what karka is.
Right. Vahina igula ilion hu.
There is a word kar in it and there is a word ra in it.
Right. Cold. והנה העיגול העליון הוא ספירה כתר. והגג של הכתר הזה הוא הכתר שבעשר הספירות של הכתר. Now, let's see if you can handle this. See, now, this gag has a כתר. So in a sefirah as well, when you say eser sefirot, each sefirah has a keter. So there is a concept called keter of keter.
Of course.
Okay.
Because everything has.
Okay.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Right.
Now we want to talk about keter of keter.
Okay.
That what we want to talk. That's the gag. Okay. Keter of a keter is called gag. I am talking about keter of keter. You said you understood? Keter of keter, and that is gag.
Okay.
Now, bet. Libushei hamochin, libushei hamochin. That libush, what is libush? The clothes, the vessel, that you can reveal whatever the light is. That's a libush. Until you don't put the libush, you don't reveal it. So you need the libush. So it says, libushei hamochin. What are mochin? Whenever they hear, or anywhere, in all the Sefarim Kedushim that you hear Mochin, his reference is to Chochmah Bina Da'at. To three energy of Chochmah Bina Da'at. So he says, Libushei HaMochin, what are the clothes that reveals the Mochin? Mechonim b'shem Tzelem. So your Tzelem is really Libushei Mochin. That means how really you connect to your Chochmah Bin Adat is through the Libush called Tzelem. Okay? Okay? It's tell him, it's your tell. What is your tell?
And that's what comes from the Atzilut.
Okay? What is your tell?
It's amazing.
That's what it is. That's your tell. Tell is representative of your tell.
Yeah.
Can you catch it? No. It can go through the wall, it can go through glass, it can go everywhere, it can go concealed itself. That's the tzelem. Now, here we go. Libushei ha-mochin mechonim b'shem tzelem, milashon tzel, v'hera de-yosher ha-kalula migimel ha-sefirot ha-rishonot mechonet b'shem adam. Here we go, it's very important. It says, Libushei mochin. The mochin are, they have a libush, and their libush is tzelem. Comes from the Lashon, from the language of Tzel. Tzel being shadow. Vahe'ara de Yosher, and the spark, the Yosher ha-kolel. It says, every time you get any of this light called Yosher, this light kolel migimel ha-sifirot ha-rishonot. Every time you get light from your neshama, it's eser. It's eser. It's ten. It's complete. So he says this includes, this tzelem includes
the first three
keter chokhma bina vezayin sefirot tachtonot. When you, the Eser Sefirot is complete, is Adam.
When it's complete, is
right, Adam. Right. Vehe'ara de Yosher ha-kolel migimel ha-sefirot ha-rishonot mechonot b'shem Adam. Yanichi? That means if you are not connected to the Gimel Rishonot, you are not Adam. You are a para-Adam, per-Adam. That's the difference. A pair is not is a para Adam. That means is not really connected to that Chochmah bin Adat. It's not. He's only becomes Adam if he's connected to the Chochmah bin Adat. He's connected to Mochin. He's connected to his Tzelem. That means he makes the correct Tzelem, the correct Libush. If he doesn't make a correct Libush, he's not connected to his essence, pnimiut, called Tzelem. That's the only way. That we say, Shivu Tzura, unite yourself. If you are, your Tzelem, your essence, is, which is your purity, you connect to that purity, you have to have the correct midot, you have to have the correct attitude, as we say. Otherwise, it's the connection is not as pure as it should be. That's right. Your neshama. Your neshama. Now you got it. Your neshama. Now the question that you had at the beginning of what is this neshama and why we need to bring the neshama into the world of halal, olam hazeh, ta'asu li mishkan v'shochanti betocha. Who shochen, who comes into it, who is the essence of it, that essence, only if when the libush is ready. If the libush is not ready, you cannot. You haven't brought it down. You haven't brought it down. What it is the neshama. It's the neshama that is really makes you Adam. If you don't have a neshama, you are per Adam. Okay. Now. So, הערת דיושר הכולל מג' הספירות הראשונות מכונה בשם אדם, מטעם שמקבל גר בלבושים דצלם. Through making it צלם, making correct לבוש, he connects to this גר, והוא עניין ארוך שאין כאן מקומו. It's long to discuss it right now. הראש דכל ספירה ופרצוף, who gimel ha-sifirot ha-rishonim. He says, you know this head? This is, the Rosh is gimel, sefirot ha-rishonim. Where do I find it, the gimel? Only here. So where can I connect to the tselem?
When I tap into the
only in the head, in when I have the head for it. Only the in through head, only through my thought I can go to Olam spirituality. I cannot go with my finger. Yeah, when my thought goes, my finger gets the feeling as well.
That's how we believe the Jews, that he created us in his image, meaning the spiritual image, not the physical image.
Look, whenever you say Jew, always remember, it's a factory to gather holy sparks. Don't forget that. Keep on telling yourself, I swear you will learn a lot about it. You are a factory to collect holy spark.
And the Zion and the Gimel, when they get together, they create a perfect vessel.
Yeah. That means whatever you gathered, you bring it to the good purpose.
Oh, the gag?
No, the Zion and
the
Gimel.
Gag.
Perfect vessel.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah? Okay. Now, where are we? Okay? So here's a Rosh the Kol Sefira U Parzufu Gimela Sefirot Rishonot Keter Chokma Bina Vezena Sefirot Tachtonot Chesed Gevurah Tiferet Netzachot Yesod Malchut Shekol Sefira U Parzuf Venifchenot Lebechinat Guf Shel Otama Sefirot. Now the seven Tachtonim, they are considered as to be the Guf. The Gimel Rishonim is the Rosh, and seven Tachtonim is considered
the Guf. So Zayir and Pin and Malchut is Guf.
It's part of the Guf, in reality. But yes, that is true. That's correct. Okay? שבכל ספירה ופרצוף נבחנת לבחינת גוף של אותו הספירה ופרצוף. וכשהם בסדר, and when they are organized and disciplined in the right way, דהיינו אורות דגר בכלים דגר. He says, listen. He says, where is your mind? And sometimes, are you sitting on your mind? That means, is your mind down your butt? What do you mean? Is the mind goes to the butt too? That's exactly what he says. No. If your Chokhmah Bina Da'at is in the appropriate vessel of Chokhmah Bina Da'at, that means you didn't take that Chokhmah Bina Da'at to somewhere else, to your heart, to your knees, to your butt, but to your head. That means they are in the lights are in the proper vessel. You can get and mix the lights into different vessels. The vessel is supposed to handle hot water. And only that vessel that can handle the hot water can handle it. If you take a vessel that cannot, is for the cold water, and you want to put a hot water, it doesn't go into it. It's not appropriate. So here he comes and he says, כשהם בסדר דהיינו אורות דגר בכלים דגר ואורות דזיין תחתונים בכלים דזיין תחתונים, אז נבחן הפרצוף בעל קומה זקופה. Now he has a standing. He can stand and be straight and say, "Yes, I am. I am Adam."
Okay.
Only then you have a standing as Adam. Otherwise, you do not have a standing of Adam.
Okay.
And unfortunately, oh my God, that's humbling thought.
Is Zakufah, what is the literal meaning of it?
The what?
Just a
Zakuf.
Meaning?
Straight up.
Standing. Erect. Like aloof. It's aloof. Aloof. Look at the aloof. It's aloof.
Okay.
A true aloof is aloof. He walks. He talks. You know he's aloof.
He's standing tall.
Okay? Only then. Ve'im omnam orod teguf nimtzaim bekeilim dega. But here it is, the light belongs to the aspect of the goof. That means aspect of the body. But now those lights are in your head. What that means? That means, look, my heart desires something, and your heart goes to your head, say, hey, forget it. You're dead. Whatever I say, and the brain gets what the light of the body. Okay. Velo ha'orot ha'meyuchasim lahem, because these lights are not meyuchas. That means they are not related, and they are not that aspect. They are not appropriate. As oto ha'parsuf nifchan she'en lo koma o zekufa. That is not anymore. He's not. Don't tell me if the lights. Whatever, you understood. Mishum shebichinat harosh eina chashuva yoter mibichinat deguf hayot sheafilu berosh meshamishim rak bichinot haorot deguf veze nikra harchanat bedding bone harosh. He says, what are you talking about? He said, sometimes you bow your head. What is bowing your head? That means you cancel your own head and you go for the aspect of the body. Of the body. You say, okay.
That's why we're not allowed to do
it. Yeah, I said, that's right. So he says, but that what the head falls for the body. And the why? Because first the light of body goes into the head. The light of Rosh doesn't come to Rosh. If the light of Rosh comes to Rosh right at the first time, I'm already Adam. So first, which light comes?
The light of
Sheshed Yamim Ta'avod Veshevi'i Yenafash. Nefesh first comes in. The lowest one. Nefesh comes into my head. But that's the wrong light for my head. This is Nefesh. It shouldn't be Nefesh. Okay, good.
Yeah, good.
Baruch Hashem.
Nice. I didn't look at it that way at all, but I keep saying that.
Now, דהיינו אותו דגר בכלים דגר ואורות דזיין תחתונים בכלים דזיין תחתונים אז נבחן הפרצוף לבעל קומה וזקופה ואים אמנם אורות דגוף נמצאים בכלים דגר. However, if the lights of the body, which is aspect of nefesh, ruach, they are the aspect of the goof, nimtzayim bekeilim degar, they come to in the vessels of the gar, which is chokhmah bin adat. That means, yes, there is a light into the chokhmah bin adat, but wrong light. The light is not correct light. She'ein lo koma zakufa, mishum shebechinat harosh eina chashuva yoter mbechinat aguf hayoter she'afilu berosh meshamshim rak bechinat haorot deguf. There is a shimush. There is this light. It starts the light of nefesh into the mochin deguf, mochin derosh. Vezen nikra arkanat harosh, that's to bow down. When you bring your head and your body in one level,
one level,
you give as much importance to your head than to your body. He says you can't. The head should be on top of the body. But when we bow down, what do you mean? Your body asks and you submit, you bow down. That means you bring your head and the body to the same level, and they are not on the same level. The body, the head is above your body. It's above your body and has to control the body, has to sholet. It's a sholet, al arba ruchot. That arba ruchot is goof. It's ruach, it's goof. Sholet al arba ruchot. So, moach, and that's the ach, it's reshei tevot el chai. Then, that's right, that's why we said to bring in the neshama. It's the only way you become Adam. If there is no neshama in you, you are not Adam, you are Per-Adam. You are Adam, no, but Per-Adam. It's not because the Chokhmah bin Adad, the Mochin is not, there is no Gadlut in you. You can be 70 years old, but still act like a kid. Still have bad characters, still to behave like
that's how Moshe stood with his arms up.
That concept, where, Adam, how do you jump to those places?
Because he's aloof, it's aloof.
Yeah, he did. Well, okay. Now, Dalet, that's a kolel mire mechem evarim. And this Adam is inclusive of 248 parts. There are parts of this concept called Adam, from A to Z. Whatever it is, it's made of 248. Now, that's why it says you go to the rechem of rechem, become remach. You come from the womb, and the womb gives you 248 parts. That's why rechem is... Okay? So 248. Who made you 248 part? The rechem. So you come out with remach evarim. And that's the concept of Mitzrayim. Because this Ibur called Am Israel was made in the Rechem of Mitzrayim, in the womb of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim gave him 248 parts. Now he has to get the 248 parts, make it pure, tahor, and make it kadosh.
Not only make it tahor, but also make it kadosh.
Yes.
That's what makes it more hard.
Yeah. Oh, you went too fast for me. Come here.
Good.
Stay here.
It deviated a lot, but it's good.
Now, Pirush.
Works. I mean, who came up with this system?
Pirush.
Yeah.
You haven't seen nothing yet. Pirush. Remach habichinot shel chesed. Now, it says this 248 part, they are under the total chesed.
Yes, that's what I thought.
Yes, beparzuf elyon, shemihen nimshachim remach evarim betachtonim. He says, whatever is down here, it has exactly the same above. That means, whatever is your body is made of, your neshama, that is your elyon, your aspect, has exactly the same structure. Okay, this you know already. המפרשים וזהו זהו זה. Now let's go, hey. אין לך מהות בכל העולם, הן בעולם העליוני, והן בעולם הזה, שלא תהיינה נבחנות בו עשר הספירות הנזכר למעלה. This עשר ספירות that comes on the שלושת קווים, and it's called in the שלושת קווים, ימין, שמאל, אמצע, all together, עשר, It's a koma zekufa. It's called Adam, and it includes with libushim shel mochin called tzelem. Okay. And for this, he says, everything has Eser Sefirot, Shehen Dalet HaVichinot HaNodot VaShorashan, and that comes into the four phases that we discussed, Shegam Ba'adam HaTachton, Ba'olam HaZeh, as well as there is a Adam Elyon, there is a Adam HaTachton, Ba'olam HaZeh, Nimtzaot Bo Gam Ken Hei Bechinot. And so is this five aspect is in Adam Atachton, Hakeilim be'eser Sefirot. Now, whenever we talk about Sefirot, we are talking about Keilim and the lights, both. So, when we say Keilim, when we are talking about Keilim, when we say Keter Chokhma Bina Zeram Bin Malchot, we are talking about what? Keilim. 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 Whenever we say Keter Chokhma Bina, wherever we say, we are talking about Keilim. Sefirot, when the vessel and the light are together, then they call Sefirot. If the light and the vessel are not together, they are not called Sefirah. When you say Sefirah Keter, that means there is a vessel and there is a light. But Keter Chokhma Bina is called the vessel of the Sefirot, as you said, okay, and the what am I? Okay, Sha'or Zeram Pin Malchut, the Orot Shebahem Nikraim Yechida Chaya Neshama Ruach Nefesh, and we discussed this on Tuesday too. Sha'or HaYechida Mitlabesh BeKili DeKete. You know all these things. Ve'or ha'chaya mitlavesh bekeli de'chokhma, ve'or ha'neshama bekeli de'bina, ve'or ha'ruach bekeli de'zeir rampin, ve'or ha'nefesh bekeli de'malchut. That's what we discussed on Tuesday. Zayin, and the word, the aspect of the Zayin, what it is, let's read the bet. Ve'hine yesh ba'adam, I'm on top of Memtet. והנה יש באדם התחתון ה' בחינות אורות שהם הנפש, רוח, נשמה, חיה יחידה, והם ה' מעלות זו למעלה מזו. He says, so, I cannot jump and say, you know what, forget about it, I wanna deal with the level of neshama. No, you can't. It's a ma'ala. You get from one aspect, it's step by step, you gotta go up. There is no way jumping. There is no jumping class, and there is no one level to go to another level without an exam. There is no impossible to go anywhere. And this we know from Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik knew that he has to become a tzaddik. He asked for a nisayon. He asked for an exam. It wasn't in him. It wasn't in him a plan that for him to go to an exam. He didn't know. It was on his total initiative. He asked for it. He says, you see, you know what? I want to become a tzaddik. So give me the exam of a tzaddik. And he got it. But this was not the case of Abraham. This was not the case of Yitzchak. This was not the case of Yaakov. They were set and they were planned to have exam. Yosef is the only one that go and went and asked for it. He said, you know what? And then David HaMelech, the same way. David HaMelech went and asked for exam. He failed.
But Joseph didn't.
Joseph didn't.
So that's why David is low as the Malchut.
No, David is the vessel. Yeah, David is the kingdom.
Huh?
He was supposed to. Today, Baruch Hashem, we have good energy. Now, let's go here. V'hine yesh ba'adam ha'tachton hei bechinot orot. שהם הנפש, הרוח, הנשמה, וחיי יחידה, והם ה' המעלות זו למעלה מזו. והי ספירות, ה' פעמים ברכי נפשי. And that's talking about ברכי נפשי. ברכי נפשי is we are really reading night before the Rosh Chodesh. And this is when the aspect of Hey Sefirot. Hey Pamim, Keniskar Bemasechet Barachot. Shehem Keneged Hey Bechinot Sheyesh Leneshama. Really, neshama is consist of neshama, after yechida, we said, yechida, chaya, neshama, ruach, and nefesh. Has five aspects. In five sefirot, that's the totality of the pattern. So let's finish it for Zayin. We read all the way to Zayin. Kvar yadata shevchen ha-madrigot hu, al pi ha-zichut והאביות שבהם. Here it is more very important. Because Zayin is really from the Ari gives us, he says, Hey Ma'alot. What are the Hey Ma'alot? What is when we talk Hey Ma'alot? Zu lemala mizu. He explains here. He says, Kvar yadata. You already know, Shevchen ha-madrigot, that the aspect of levels, Hu al-pi ha-zichut va-aviyut. It's all aspect of Zuchut. What is Zuchut?
Zuchut is a
privilege. Right. How do you get Zayin? I'm all the way down in the Orpinimi.
Okay. Again from being Zach.
Where do I get the Zuchut?
From being pure.
No, Zuchut Avot. I don't have any Zuchut. What Zuchut do I have? Where did I get? No way. That's it. You don't have no zuchut. Don't forget that. Don't count on your zuchut. It's empty.
But what about,
you're not entitled to.
What?
What? Say with the zuchut of the avot is that we get.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, avot. You're talking about the Abraham and Tzak avot.
Yeah. But it's not yours, though. So.
No, it is yours.
No, it's a Yerusha. It's a conditions. It's conditional.
You said, do we get the Zechut of Avot or not? Is that what you asked?
It's conditional.
It's conditional?
Yeah. If you are a daughter, act like a daughter. And if you are act like a daughter, then you're part of it. If you don't act like it, how can you say that you are a daughter? Oh, don't forget that. Now, kvaya data shevchena madrigot hu al pi hazichut haaviyut shebahem. Vekol maala. Now, zichut, and another part, aviyut. What is aviyut? What is aviyut? Desire to pull. Desire to pull what? The light. That's your aviyut. The more of you are, you have more desire to pull the light. And the whole point is that you have you should exercise tremendous amount of aviyut because you want to pull more. So.
But having a tremendous amount of aviyut and having a soft vessel is what's challenging. Because having a lot of desire is not.
Of course.
It's not hard. But
that's
having
life.
Having a desire with the soft vessel is very difficult.
Okay.
It's very challenging because there's always a different economy here.
Yeah, always. With no challenge, there is no pleasure. The Zayin we read, and we are, Baruch Hashem, we finished. And he says, that, and that's it. B'masechet brachot, shehem keneged hei bechinot sheyesh leneshama. Baruch Hashem, Shiye Shabbat Shalom. Yeah, you guys have. If you have questions, you want to continue again one more? Because it starts a whole new.
Is it fair to the other people that are here?
Right, that's what I'm worried about.